The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday, fellas.
Positive Friday.
So I'm glad you got started with that guy, because mine is of the paranormal kind as well, except I didn't see anything. We just experienced it.
All right.
So I'm at my auntie and my uncle's house, and, well, first of all, I almost got my ass whooped over a ghost. So that's how we're going to start.
Wait, did you say you almost got your ass whipped by a ghost?
Over a ghost.
Okay, all right.
So it's so long ago, we're playing Tecmo Bowl on the first Nintendo. This is how long ago it was. So it's a male cousin and two female cousins. So obviously I'm in the room with my male cousin. My female cousins are in the other room. Typical, we're playing video games. They're playing Barbies and dolls. There's footsteps running up and down the hallway. There's no running in the house. So my uncle and my auntie are like, hey, this is a warning. Do it again. So we naturally stick our heads out the door like, hey, who's about to get in trouble? And all four of us stick our head out the door, and we're like, hey, that's not us. Yeah, that's funny. Keep doing it. We gonna whoop y'all ass. We're like, all right, cool, whatever. Went back in the room. Same thing. Playing old school video games. They're playing with their Barbies. It happened again. So now Uncle Eddie, he gets up, and Uncle Eddie is not to be played with. He's like, hey, you guys keep playing, somebody going to get their ass whooped, or everybody. And now we're like, ah, oh, that old school threat. Now we got to tell on the person who's going to get us all in trouble.
Now, who did you think was running up and down the hall at this point?
We knew something weird was going on, because when we heard the footsteps and we all poked our head out the door, we, all four of the kids, knew it wasn't us.
Right.
We had to convince the adults that it wasn't us.
I'm just trying to picture if my kids, the thing I asked them to stop doing, tried to convince me it's a ghost. Even if they're telling me the truth, I'm getting angrier and angrier.
So did you ever see a ghost in that house?
No. But let me tell you, it gets worse. That is not the end of the story. So later on that night, we're all in the living room, and like I said, this is way throwback. We got a floor model TV that spins, and it got a remote, so we're fancy. So the TV turns off. My uncle grabs the remote, turns the TV back on. We're like, okay, that's weird. So we're watching TV again as a family. TV turns off again. My uncle grabs the remote, tries to turn the TV back on. The TV won't turn on. Hey, Terrell, get up. Turn the TV on. Fine. I get up. I turn the TV back on. It turns on. And then it turns off again, and then the lights in the living room turn off, and then my auntie and my uncle start looking at each other, and I can tell they're like, okay, maybe the kids were right.
Or there's a breaker issue. Like, yeah.
We're all like, we told you. And then We hear footsteps down the hallway and the creepiest little kid laugh. I can hear it in my brain today. Like, it was the footsteps and then laughter. And then we all turn around and we look at the adults like, we told you it wasn't us.
Now, okay, I got to ask.
Did you move?
Yes, because black people are the most logical when it comes to paranormal activity. White people live in that house until they get slashed.
Yeah, black people set themselves.
Black people move. Did your aunt and uncle move?
No, they did not. They lived in the house for a long time afterwards.
Why? Look, man, I'll tell you right now, I like my house. I hear one little from that. So, like, we're moving. It's done, man. It's over. I'm not playing this.
Well, it's the plot for a brand new horror flick.
Yeah.
At this point in time in Vallejo, California, this area was a nice area. So, like, if you moved, you'd have to go back across the tracks and move back to the ghetto or something. And that wasn't happening.
Is the ghetto ghost free?
So the ghost, you're assuming, was a young white child.
The neighborhood was built on a swamp. Like, before they built the neighborhood, it was just all swamp land. So who knows? Like, there was a lot of bodies and a lot of stuff. Like, what's that, Lake Mead? You know, they found the bodies in the bottom of Lake Mead. There was a lot of bodies in this swamp. I mean, Vallejo, it was pretty rough.
Okay.
Now, all right. For the rest of the time they lived there, did they ever tell you that they had any more weird-ass experiences?
Me and my cousins talked about it, and they said there was some other weird stuff that happened. It was my favorite auntie and uncle, so even though we had that experience, I still kept going over there because my cousin had a BB gun and my uncle let him shoot it in the backyard. So it was.
And you had a remote control television.
And a remote control TV.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty big back then.
And Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, that's all.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, let me ask you this. If you thought your house was haunted, would you stay? If you legitimately thought your house was haunted.
I mean, legitimately, I would definitely think about moving.
Yeah.
If I had substantial proof and I saw something that was ridiculous, because someone texts in and says, Miles, creamer is incredibly flammable.
Right.
I did not know that.
Well, yeah, that means creamer. But it wasn't on fire.
Well, exactly. I'm just thinking of something that could have combusted it and launched it into the air or whatever the deal
was. But I think you would notice that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if I thought my house was haunted, I'd be out.
Yeah.
And, you know what? Let me rephrase that. So, like, creamer, dude, I feel like I could live with that. I'd get irritated that I have to clean stuff up. But I can live with that. There's something about creepy little kids, man.
Yeah.
Creepy little kids are creepier than any adult, right? You think about The Shining. Like, Jack Nicholson's character didn't bother me. He sounds like someone on Third Avenue, right? But those two little bitches in the hallway, like, it's not okay, man.
And all they
man.
Ever want to do is play. But for whatever reason, it's freaking scary as hell.
Yeah.
Do you want to play?
Not with you, man. No. Village of the Damned. Bunch of little kids, right? The Ring. Little girl climbs up. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's kids. Kids are the evil thing out there.
My wife just keeps wanting to smudge our house.
What does that mean?
Oh, like the rose or
you
sage?
Burn sage. And
why?
Then just,
why? Why does she think you need to do that?
That's apparently, for whatever reason, we've done studies, I guess, and just burning this nasty smelling
damn
sage.
You know what you need to do with that sage?
Rid of ghosts.
You need to dice it up and put it on top of your turkey for Thanksgiving, along with some thyme and some rosemary. Don't burn it. What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
How the hell did we figure that out, by the way?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That's my whole thing with all this. Like,
did a ghost tell you, hey, you know what I mean? We really don't like burning sage.
Right. That's kind of where I'm at. It's like, we don't have a whole lot of communication between this side and the other side. The Ouija board was a big thing, but also it's a Hasbro thing.
Right.
So it's like, how did we figure out that, oh, man, we just lit some sage on fire, and now the ghost that was haunting our place is gone.
I think maybe a lot of times it's just placebo effect.
Maybe.
Hey, man, my house is haunted. Like, I want to burn some sage.
But I'm not going to lie, dude. Every time there's a freaking weird-ass noise or my cat's staring at something that ain't there, I kind of think, like, we should burn some sage in here real quick. Maybe
well, keep in mind, cats like to mind F you. The cats, I think every cat says, I'm going to stare at this corner for 10 straight minutes until I know my owner is starting to get freaked out.
Yes.
Well, it also depends on your home. If you have like an apartment or something, in my mind, apartments can't be haunted. All right,
no.
It depends on the living quarters. Did you see the picture of the home on Whidbey Island that was infested by bats last week?
No.
Thousands of bats, right? So they go up there, they're doing some remodeling, and they realize that for years and years and years, bats have been occupying their attic, and they have...
Oh, God, that looks like a Casper house.
Thank you.
It looks like where bats are going to live.
That's what I said. When I looked at the picture of the house, like, no wonder That's where the bats picked.
That's the Adams family lives there,
you.
Dude.
Thank you. It's not going to fly into your two-bedroom condo.
No.
No, it's living there. That's when I saw that thing. I was like, that looks like something that you would put like on the lot at Universal Studios.
Yes.
And it was in a horror movie.
That's Haunted Mansion, dude. That is in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by wood everywhere. There's all kinds of points all over the house. It's too damn tall in places.
Yeah, everything about that looks like there's probably 1,000 bats living in the attic.
Count Orlock is looking out a window somewhere.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK. It's a lot of pictures like, well, no ass.
Yeah, like the former owner was Nosferatu.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.